With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. The two Democrats and two Republicans in charge of redrawing the state's new congressional and legislative districts are in disagreement over how to start drawing lines. Montana Public Radio's Shaley Rager reports.
The U.S. Census Bureau has not yet released the final data states need to start drawing districts, but Montana's Districting and Apportionment Commission met Thursday to talk about the rules that'll guide the process. The debate focuses on whether the commission should be required or have the option to draw lines that follow existing political subdivisions, like counties, school districts, and American Indian reservations, to the greatest extent possible. Republican Dan Stusek says it should be mandatory.
In order to have this as something that, you know, makes sense for our election officers, makes sense for our towns and communities, often overlapping with the communities of interest, that this should be mandatory.
Democrat Joe Lamson says that criteria should be discretionary to give the commission more flexibility in drawing the state's new political map.
We are building a state legislature, and a legislature deals with a whole variety of topics way beyond any of the political units there.
Lamson says making this criteria mandatory could lead to county interests outweighing statewide interests. Republicans and Democrats opposing criteria are posted online at leg.mt.gov, and commissioners are soliciting public comment to help them decide how to proceed. The commission will meet again in July to vote on the final criteria they'll use to draw the state's districts. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana's governor will retain a new power to appoint judges directly to vacant benches without the input of the Judicial Nomination Commission. The Montana Supreme Court issued a ruling today upholding the law. Montana Public Radio's Shaley Rager reports.
The state's high court upheld the new power outlined in Senate Bill 140, which passed the legislature along party lines this spring. The law, endorsed by Republicans, allows the governor to directly appoint judges and justices to openings on district court benches and the Supreme Court. It was challenged by former lawmakers as unconstitutional the day after it was signed by Governor Greg Gianforte. In upholding the law, the state Supreme Court found, quote, it was not the court's function to determine whether the commission was a better process than Senate Bill 140 for making judicial appointments. It was to determine whether Senate Bill 140 complied with, unquote, the Montana Constitution. Justice Lori McKinnon dissented the majority's ruling, saying the new law is inconsistent with the state constitution's intent. Only six of the state's seven justices presided over the case. Chief Justice Mike McGrath recused himself after he made known his opposition to the bill. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
State, tribal, and federal experts braced Montana Governor Greg Gianforte at his annual fire briefing yesterday for a potentially severe stretch of wildfires this year. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kevin Trevlin reports.
Gianforte said he's been hearing from eastern Montana farmers and ranchers worried about the lack of rain heading into summer.
All signs point to above normal fire activity in Montana this summer.
Meteorologist Colleen Haskell with the Northern Rockies Coordination Center said 600 mostly human-caused wildfires have burned roughly 32,000 acres across Montana since January. Haskell said an early spring cold spell kept moisture out of the ground and essentially freeze-dried vegetation, potentially making it more fire-prone. Haskell said low snowpack in eastern Montana also failed to break down flammable vegetation, increasing fire risk.
So while the drought won't produce as much fuel, grass, we do have that standing carryover fuel that we're continuing to monitor.
Haskell said reports of incoming heavy rain shouldn't encourage Montanans too much and will only make a dent in worsening conditions heading into July.
That heavy rain is very spotty, it's very quick, and what we need are long duration periods with elevated relative humidity.
Haskell doesn't use the phrase fire season anymore, instead preferring to say fire year to reflect warming and drying climate conditions across the West. John Melhoff with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management spoke about the lengthening fire season and the potential for burnout among his crews.
Going in, we're ready to roll. Coming out, depending on how hard and long and arduous this is, we're going to wear people out.
The Northern Rockies Coordination Center predicts severe fire conditions to taper off in September. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
Residents in fewer than a dozen rural homes in Jefferson County have been warned they may need to evacuate if the Willow Creek Fire makes a run. The 500-acre Willow Creek Fire is burning southwest of Three Forks, east of the Lewis and Clark Caverns, and west of Willow Creek. Crystal Beckman, Fire Public Information Officer, says firefighters are on heightened alert as the weather forecast is for erratic winds and thunderstorms later today. Montana's Department of Corrections is wrapping up negotiations on another two-year contract with Core Civic to operate and expand the Crossroads Correction Center in Shelby. The 600-bed private prison can no longer house federal inmates after President Joe Biden ordered federal agencies to phase out of private prison use. Federal inmates will instead be held at the Cascade County Regional Jail, and state inmates that had been held in Great Falls will be housed in Shelby. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Aiden Morton.